Today's StreamGlobe devotional is titled Kingdom Prayers Part 4. Today's meditation was written by Abraham Damilola Arigi. We shall take our Bible reading from Ephesians chapter 6, verse 18, and pray in the Spirit on all occasions with all kinds of prayers and requests. With this in mind, be alert and always keep on praying for all the Lord's people. I have just read from the NIV. Because of her upbringing, Rhoda knew how to pray for long. So when it dawned on her that she was not praying nearly enough, she decided to start praying the way she was brought up to pray. At every opportunity she found, she would pray in the Spirit. She also started taking out at least 1 hour each day to pray in the Spirit. Rhoda observed that as she prayed more, she became more sensitive in the Spirit and was filled with power and boldness. She saw that through prayer, she now physically received the things that had been prophesied over her life long ago, prophecies that appeared like they would not be fulfilled. It is through prayers that we birth the things that have been given to us through prophecy. This was what Daniel understood when he began to pray concerning the liberation of Israel, prophesied by Jeremiah. Rhoda's prayers were now powerful because she was now walking in the outward manifestation of God's righteousness. It is the effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man that avails much, not the effectual fervent prayer of any man. Many believers pray long and pray hard, but their prayers are not very powerful because it comes from deceitful lips and impure hearts. They cannot ascend the heights of power through prayer because of the way they live their lives. Go into today remembering that deceitful lips do not have any power in the presence of God and His holy angels. Ask the Lord to help you pray in the Spirit on all occasions. Today's yearly Bible reading shall be taken from Ecclesiastes chapters 5 to 6. This Bible reading plan is continuous. If, for example, you begin with us today, by this time next year, you will have gone through the entire Bible from Genesis to Revelation. The reading comes up next. Ecclesiastes chapters 5 to 6.
Guard your steps when you go to the house of God. Go near to listen, rather than to offer the sacrifice of fools who do not know that they do wrong. Do not be quick with your mouth. Do not be hasty in your heart to utter anything before God. God is in heaven, and you are on earth, so let your words be few. A dream comes when there are many cares, and many words mark the speech of a fool. When you make a vow to God, do not delay to fulfill it. He has no pleasure in fools. Fulfill your vow. It is better not to make a vow than to make one and not fulfill it. Do not let your mouth lead you into sin. And do not protest to the temple messenger.
My vow was a mistake.
Why should God be angry at what you say and destroy the work of your hands? Much dreaming and many words are meaningless. Therefore, fear God. If you see the poor oppressed in a district and justice and rights denied, do not be surprised at such things, for one official is eyed by a higher one, and over them both are others higher still. The increase from the land is taken by all. The king himself profits from the fields. Those who love money never have enough. Those who love wealth are never satisfied with their income. This, too, is meaningless. As goods increase, so do those who consume them. And what benefit are they to the owners except to feast their eyes on them? The sleep of laborers is sweet, whether they eat little or much, but the abundance of the rich permits them no sleep. I have seen a grievous evil under the sun, wealth hoarded to the harm of its owners, or wealth lost through some misfortune, so that when they have children, there is nothing left for them to inherit. Everyone comes naked from their mother's womb, and as everyone comes, so they depart. They take nothing from their toil that they can carry in their hands. This, too, is a grievous evil. As everyone comes, so they depart. And what do they gain since they toil for the wind? All their days they eat in darkness, with great frustration, affliction, and anger. This is what I have observed to be good, that it is appropriate for people to eat, to drink, and to find satisfaction in their toilsome labor under the sun during the few days of life God has given them, for this is their lot. Moreover, when God gives people wealth and possessions and the ability to enjoy them, to accept their lot and be happy in their toil, this is a gift of God. They seldom reflect on the days of their lives because God keeps them occupied with gladness of heart.
I have seen another evil under the sun, and it weighs heavily on the human race. God gives some people wealth, possessions, and honor, so that they lack nothing their hearts desire. But God does not grant the ability to enjoy them, and strangers enjoy them instead. This is meaningless, a grievous evil.
A man may have 100 children and live many years. Yet no matter how long he lives, if he cannot enjoy his prosperity and does not receive proper burial, I say that a stillborn child is better off than he. It comes without meaning. It departs in darkness, and in darkness its name is shrouded. Though it never saw the sun or knew anything, it has more rest than does that man. Even if he lives 1,000 years twice over, but fails to enjoy his prosperity? Do not all go to the same place? Everyone's toil is for the mouth, yet the appetite is never satisfied.
What advantage have the wise over fools? What do the poor gain by knowing how to conduct themselves before others? Better what the eye sees than the roving of the appetite. This too is meaningless, a chasing after the wind. Whatever exists has already been named, and what humanity is has been known. No one can contend with someone who is stronger. The more the words, the less the meaning. And how does that profit anyone? For who knows what is good for people in life during the few and meaningless days they pass through like a shadow? Who can tell them what will happen under the sun after they are gone?
You have just listened to Stream Globe Devotional. Kindly share this devotional and let's touch lives together. To learn more about this ministry, get more of our free resources, visit our website at streamglobe.org.
We invite you to tune into our 24/7 internet radio. It is loaded with edifying sermons, music, and other programs. You can listen to Stream Globe Radio at www.streamglobe.org.